I was pondering on this communion earlier in the week. I've been working on it for a while, just thinking it through. But earlier in the week, I came across this Coca-Cola jingle. Back in 1929, now, Melvin, do you remember that? No? Okay. Back in 1929, Coca-Cola had a jingle that lasted about 10 years. And it was called, it was The Pause That Refreshes. The Pause That Refreshes. And I thought that was very apropos for our communion. Because it's a time that we step back and we think about Jesus and the love he gave to us through going to that cross, dying on that cross, and raising again, going before our Father. So, as I thought about the communion meditation, I found this jingle and I thought, well, let's look a little deeper. Let's look at some scriptures that tie into the Lord's Supper as we go into this time of refreshing. Now, these are taken from the Message. I don't know if you've looked at the Message, but it can be kind of refreshing just reading the Message Bible, written by Eugene Peterson, authored by our Lord, of course. Matthew 11:28 says, "Are you tired? Worn out, burned out on religion, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest." Mark chapter 6, verse 31, "Come off by yourself, let's take a break and get a little rest." John chapter 6, verse 35 through 37 says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." Wow. In John chapter 7, verse 37, 38, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me this way, just as the Scripture says." This is a time of refreshing, time of renewing, a very special time in our service. No wonder we celebrate it every Sunday. Because we need it. Let's go ahead and take our elements here with our bread first. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, Jesus took the cup and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving us this time of refreshing. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son to die for us on the cross, to die in a horrible way, so that we may live in a wonderful way. Father, thank you for this time. I pray that you'll bless us as we go through the remainder of this service. Let us be refreshed and rekindled. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.